My name's Tate. I'm in college.
Hey, Tate.
Like I said before, I'm from Honolulu, Hawaii. And for the longest time, I never ever really thought I had a problem with alcoholism. You know, I mean, I like to drink a lot, but you know, the thing was, it took a long time for me to have alcohol become a problem in my life. Drugs, you know, fucking rapidly made me decline. Heroin and crack and everything else. But it was funny, like, we were watching a movie last night, and the guy in the movie says that I'm not addicted to drugs, I'm addicted to glamour. And it just reminded me of, like, my attitude in high school, you know? Like, I was like, I don't do drugs, I just like to experiment, you know? And it's just funny, like, the way I used to justify and rationalize everything that I did, you know, I played it down big time, you know? Like, oh, I'm just having fun. And, you know, for a while it was, you know? Like, for a while it was. I never, you know, when I was in high school, up until about 19, you know, it was just fun. You know, I could just drink on the weekends. I could just do a little bit of coke. By a little, I mean a lot, just not going back and getting more. You know what I mean? And it wasn't a problem until something happened when I was 19. You know, I got strung out on meth. And then when I came, this was in California, when I came back to Hawaii, then it became a problem. Then I couldn't, for some reason, I don't know what switched in my brain, but then I began obsessing. You know, I couldn't leave the bar before it shut down. It would be a Tuesday night and I'd have to work the next night and, you know, be like, oh, dude, like, I'd be with my coworkers, like, just going to have a few beers. And they'd be like, oh, you gotta go home. Like, I'm good, bro. You know, and I'd stay till 2 o'clock in the morning, and then, you know, it's like, oh shit, I gotta get up in 3 hours, so I might as well just get a bunch of coke so I can stay up and then go to work the next day. And then that's the way it went for the next, what was that, like, fucking 7 years. And yeah, you know, when I first came, I didn't find AA, you know, I mean, this shit found me. I wish I could say that, you know, I got sober on my own accord and, you know, like, I had enough and blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is, like, I, you know, in my brain, like, I knew this wasn't working, but I couldn't stop it. And I wasn't like, oh my God, I've had enough. I need to go do something about this. Like, I went to jail and had an option of getting out and going to rehab. So I was like, fuck, it's better than jail, right? And in rehab, you know, they have AA meetings, NA meetings, and I identified with both, you know, because it took me a while in recovery to figure out that, like being an addict or being an alcoholic or whatever it may be, it's all just, for me, it's all just an obsession, and it's all the same thing. It's all, I mean, for me, it's the same triggers in my brain, you know, once I start, I can't stop, and so I don't know, you know, like, and it took me a while to realize that. And I was going to both for a while. And the only reason that I ended up, like, staying with AA is because I found the fellowship of young people's. And it seemed fun, you know what I mean? Like, and then I started noticing, like, you know, with NA that, like, at least maybe it was just the meetings I went to. It's just my experience. But it just seemed like a lot more storytelling. Like, oh, I used to do this and I used to do that. And I wasn't hearing the solution as much as I heard it in when I would go to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. And so I stuck with that. I won't not go to NA meeting. If I can't find an AA meeting, I'll go to any meeting. And I'll identify as an addict because, fuck, I'm a drug addict. But I'm also an alcoholic. It doesn't really matter. For me, it doesn't really matter what I say. I mean, I say it out of respect for the fellowship. And that's really all that is. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same solution. I'm personally, with the way that I've, my experience, like, I mean, I've heard people say this in meetings, like, oh, you know, it's, you know, AA is getting fucking watered down with drugs and blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, it really, like, I mean, I've heard somebody say in a meeting that if you do drugs, like, you belong in a different fellowship. I'm just like, fuck you, bro. Like, how are you going to tell somebody that they can't come to a fucking AA meeting just because they do drugs? You know what I mean? It's I don't know. To me, it's all the same shit. And I, I really, honestly, the only requirement for my membership in this program is a desire to stop drinking. It doesn't say anywhere that I have to tell you guys that I'm an alcoholic. You know, it says that I have to have a desire to stop drinking. And that's all that matters. Whether or not I'm a fucking tweaker that's trying to stop doing that, if I have a desire to stop drinking, I'm welcome here. And that's all that matters. Thanks.